And now it's time for Spring Fever with the Twins with Neil Roberts from Fort Myers, Florida.
If you're a Minnesota Twins fan and follow their minor leagues, you're familiar with this man. Seth Stoes has been blogging on Twins prospects for more than a decade. He's also co-author of the Minnesota Twins Prospect Handbook. And Seth, welcome to our series, first of all. And we've crossed paths for a couple of years now here in Fort Myers. Explain to the fans across the upper Midwest the smorgasbord of the major leagues and minor leagues playing on multiple fields down here in close proximity.
Yeah, you know, I mean, on TV you get to see Hammond Stadium and how nice that is, but the major leaguers practice on three fields, and then down here on the minor league side there's four fields kind of all in a circle, so you can watch a lot of things going on. Plus there's one more over behind the academy, so there's plenty of baseball going on here all spring. I tell people my head's on a swivel the whole time I'm down here. You know, the AAA team's in one place and the A-ball teams are working out on another, so it's fun to watch.
All right, hey, we'll talk prospects when we come back.
I drive a muscle car, so I have some rules when I drive. Rule 22, the temperature's perfect, right where I left it. Rule 14, it's an armrest for arms, not for your burger. And rule number one, don't text and drive. It's not just dangerous, it's against the law. And I should know, because my other car is a police car. Code for the road. Follow the rules, follow the law. A message from the North Dakota Department of Transportation.
As the Bakken area continues to evolve, let MidwestOilJobs.com be your source for the best companies with current job openings. Log on to MidwestOilJobs.com to learn about top companies like Baker Hughes and Weatherford. Let MidwestOilJobs.com not only help you find the job you're looking for in oil country, but help you transition to the Bakken area. Our blue tabs do just that. All of this and much more at MidwestOilJobs.com. That's MidwestOilJobs.com.
We're Seth Stoes, and Seth, of course, you follow these prospects closely, so you may not be surprised as much as some of us when we see these guys, but is there a prospect that's caught your eye down here this spring that made you say, wow?
Nick Gordon's one that stands out just for his athleticism. There's some guys in the rookie leagues that do as well, but you look at a guy like Nico Goodrum, who's been around for a long time. He's gotten big, strong, and really plays a good shortstop. So, you know, there's quite a few that stand out when you get down here and watch.
And some of the guys that you've covered and have talked about for years, how rewarding is it for you, given all that coverage, to see their major league career come to fruition?
That's part of the fun. You know, some of these guys get drafted or signed when they're 16, 17, 18 years old, and it takes them anywhere from 3 to 8 years to get to the big league. So every story is different, and it's fun to follow each one.
All right, Seth Stoles with us. Hey, that concludes this edition. Now, if you missed one, check us online at springfeverbaseball.com. Until next time, I'm Neil Roberts.
You've been listening to Spring Fever Baseball, brought to you in part by NDDOT, by the North Dakota Center for Persons with Disabilities, and by MidwestOilJobs.com.